Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 99% of the companies in our state are small businesses that create almost half of the jobs. And many of these companies are family-owned. For the past 5 years, our next guest organization has been busy counseling these family business owners through their own unique set of challenges. Dr. Brad Bechtold is Executive Director of the Kim S. Miller Family Business Institute of South Carolina, and he joins us now by phone from his office at Anderson University in Anderson. Brad, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So tell us more about the Family Business Institute and how it all got started at Anderson University.
Well, we launched the Institute in January of 2020. We recognize the need for a dedicated resource in South Carolina to support family enterprises in their journey. We offer a comprehensive suite of services, including educational programs, peer meetings, and one-on-one advisory services. Our goal is to provide family businesses with the tools they need to address common issues, such as succession planning and governance and family dynamics. And by fostering a community of shared experiences with our members, we help them to navigate the complexities of running a family enterprise.
All right, and so what are the challenges facing family businesses in today's environment?
The most common challenges, Mike, are navigating for succession. And then second to that, I would probably say managing family conflict, and then just finding the balance between business priorities and family priorities. And then another challenge that we see oftentimes is just ensuring that the next generation is prepared and willing to take over leadership roles in the family business.
And sometimes that might entail that there isn't anybody, so it just has to be sold.
That's true. This is often the case when there's not an heir apparent in the family, or there's not a leadership structure that's been put in place for non-family leaders to assume leadership positions in the day-to-day of the family business. This is true.
And now, what about actual business challenges facing family-owned businesses these days? And I'm thinking of one trend that seems to be affecting the entire business world, and that's artificial intelligence.
Yes, artificial intelligence will be a game changer for many industries, and it's certainly true with family businesses. Some of the ways that family businesses can capitalize on some of the things that artificial intelligence can provide for them is helping it look at their succession planning, their governance structures, how to optimize business priorities and processes in the organization. So I think it will have a transformational effect on the family enterprise and those who advise family enterprises as well.
Now, your institute, even though it's in Anderson in the upstate, you guys are engaged with businesses across the entire state, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We have a broad strategy, Mike, with the Institute to bring our resources and expertise directly to family businesses throughout South Carolina, regardless of where they're located. And so currently we have a very large presence in the upstate, but we do have members in the Columbia area and also in the Lowcountry. And we're expanding our focus statewide by the recent luncheon that we had in Columbia on succession planning. And at this event, we had a panel discussion with Bill and Bo Kneft of Colonial Packaging. They're located in the Columbia area, and they shared their journey of transitioning from the first generation to the second generation. So we envision more events in the Midlands and also in the Lowcountry in 2025. Listeners can always check our website to look at upcoming events where they will be posted, and it will also inform them of ways to register for events that we have.
Now, you mentioned that one of the things the Institute helps businesses with, and obviously one of the challenges that you see family businesses face is family conflict. Can you give us an example of maybe a best practice on how to best manage family conflict?
Sure, Mike. One of the best practices that I see, a family constitution is very helpful for a number of reasons within a family business, but certainly one of them is to help them manage conflict and make decisions accordingly, in line with their family values and mission. The other best practice I would suggest, Mike, is bringing in a facilitator who can open up dialogue and help the family really think about their shared vision and what things they can do to make it more smoothly operating as a family enterprise when conflict is present.
Well, Brad, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Dr. Brad Bechtold is executive director of the Kim S. Miller Family Business Institute of South Carolina at Anderson University, where he spoke to us from by phone. We will have a link to the institute posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.